lived in a tent for about 18 months. What was a shock was the weather. It rained all of 74, most of 75, and well into 76. That was a challenge, living in a tent with the rain. And we bought farm animals and they wanted to live in the tent with us, of course. They had no shelter, so that was another challenge. The main house, we had a wood stove in it, and people spent a lot of time in the main house. We had always had communal meals in the evening. I think soybeans was big on the menu in those days. I've never been a soybean fan. And then you'd wander back down to your tent or your humpy or whatever you had in the evening after the meal. Getting across the creek crossing sometimes was a bit hairy if the creek had come up. And the roads were just impassable. They were just tracks that you couldn't use in the wet. They just didn't have any gravel on them. Well, people started thinking, oh, I've got to put up a little house, and just wandered around and found a spot that they felt they'd like. We started scrounging, basically. You'd get the Saturday morning paper and there'd be an ad for windows and doors for sale. You'd drive out to wherever they were, tell people what you're going to do, and often they'd just give them to you. Spark something in people. Whether they knew we were hippies or not, it really didn't seem to matter. They were quite happy to give us at a very low price, windows and doors and bits of roofing iron and whatever. We're following a dream, and they connected with that. The house I built with my partner at the time was a little timber house, 12 foot wide by 24 long. And it was a palace compared to the tent. We got out of the tent just before it literally ripped apart in a storm. We were famous for our fancy dress parties at Nimbinji. We also had the basis of the Blue Skies Orchestra lived on Nimbinji, and they used to do dances at Blue Knob Hall mainly. And if there was a dance on at Blue Knob, everyone would go out in the tractor and trailer to the main gate in your gumboots, and at the main gate swap into your something decent and drive in to the dance at Blue Knob. They were good times. It was a great time for the kids. They were wild, they were free, just wander around like a pack really, and different people had different setups at their house for the kids. I was the crafty person, and I had one afternoon after school where they'd all come to my place and do craft. Al Brown down the back, he was a bachelor, he had the ice blocks in the fridge. They love going to Al Brown's. And other times they'd just roam like a pack. And we had our calls to get them home at night. Mine was whoop, whoop, really loudly. And that meant come home now. Whoop, whoop. In retrospect, I don't think we knew what we were doing or why we were doing it. We knew we wanted a community. You know, the Vietnam War was coming to an end and it was time to look at alternatives, and that's what we were doing. And one way is reinventing the wheel, of course, you know, but we didn't know that at the time. We thought we were brand new innovators.